talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song is Wheel in the Sky by Journey. And I remember going to see Journey at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, SPAC, back in like 1981 or so. And broke out the concert T-shirt from that show, and gave it to my oldest daughter recently. She was thrilled to get a vintage T-shirt, concert T-shirt like that. But anyways, that was our home theme song. We do that each week where we if there's a song that mentions the home or some part of the home, we like to play a little clip. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show that we organize. It's coming up February 2nd through the 4th, 2024, at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Jacqueline McCauley with Advanced Window Fashions, also custom builder David Partridge with Pear Tree Homes, also Chris Vial with Easy Stones, and they're a natural stone quartz wholesaler up in North Charleston. Great place to go. And also general contractor Tommy Priester with Priester's Custom Contracting. Well, the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine will be out next week. We hope you'll go in and pick it up, and I can't reveal who's on the cover, but they're pretty famous. Have a great weekend. And talking to us now is Jacqueline McCauley with Advanced Window Fashions. How you doing, Jacqueline?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Jacqueline, take a moment and tell everyone about Advanced Window Fashions.
Yeah, of course. Be happy to. Advanced Window Fashions is a custom window treatment company in Mount Pleasant, family owned. We are working into our third decade. We do Hunter Douglas shades. We do a couple other vendors, and we do custom drapery. We're also a service center. So if you have repairs for Hunter Douglas products, we are your go-to in the area. We do a little bit of, cleaning. We're starting to get into the cleaning. We do the services, as I mentioned. We kind of do a little of anything. If you need a little bit of wall art, we can do that as well. Our installers are certified to do pretty much a good bit of things.
Gotcha. And you said Advanced Window Fashion is now starting to offer cleaning. What kind of cleaning services?
Yeah. So if you have like honeycombs or luminettes, things that are Hunter Douglas, we can actually come out and do a little bit of cleaning. It's a extraction technique, and it's a dry cleaning method, so it won't hurt anything. Come out, we can give the quote, kind of look at, see what's going on, because not every product is going to be qualified. But essentially, we can come out, maybe you got a stain in it, or they've been hanging for a while, and they just need a little TLC touch-up. We can do that.
Nice. Yeah, those seem like they would not be easy. I know my wife hates cleaning blinds, and we've had cleaning cleaners that they don't seem to like to clean blinds, or in our case we have plantation shutters, and would Advanced Window Fashions clean plantation shutters too?
So my recommendation is going to be that you can kind of clean the shutters or the blinds on your own, in a sense, because those are easy to wipe down. The type of cleaning that we are doing, we went to Chicago to become certified for it. It was a 3-day training class. And what it is for soft fabric. So it's going to be shears and honeycombs or drapery or even upholstery. It's a dry cleaning method that does a little bit more than just wiping something down.
Gotcha.
So yes, we can come out and wipe them down for you. But essentially what we're looking to get into are the tedious things that you don't want an everyday person just to spot clean.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I would imagine that people that are sensitive to dust, that maybe have allergies and things like that, if some of these window treatments have not ever been cleaned or haven't been cleaned in years, that dust can really contribute to maybe you not feeling so well at home.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can come out, we can take care of all that for you.
Cool. Well, what are the most popular window treatments that Advanced Window Fashion sells these days?
Honestly, right now, the roller shades are super popular, and the woven woods, which you would kind of expect here in the low country, that coastal look. There's some new shades that people are actually starting to really get into now, and they originally, they started in Korea, but they're called banded shades, and so it's a striped shade. A lot of people call them zebra shades. But we're actually starting to get a little bit more into those these days, which is really cool. It's essentially like a blind and a roller mix, because you can raise it and still see out of it. Mm. You have to come into the showroom, or you can look online and basically put in zebra shades and it'll pop up. But those are our top three basically right now, along with the typical shutters. A lot of people like those too, especially in the downtown area.
Yeah, yeah. That was our go-to when we built our house, was we wanted plantation shutters, and I don't know if that's, I don't know, they're just so iconic, I think, for living in the South, and they do a really good job of blocking the sun and being able to open them up and be able to look through and get the natural light.
They do, and a lot of companies, especially like Hunter Douglas, they offer a warranty to the customer. They offer three different louver sizes. A lot of people like that traditional 3.5. If you're downtown, people like the smaller ones. But we also have another vendor that we sell that's made from out of Lubbock, Texas. And it actually is a shutter that has a warranty to the home. So if you purchase the home, you put these shutters in there, when the next person buys, that warranty goes to that home. So as long as that home is standing, those shutters are covered. And that shutter company also has a 5-inch louver. So if you're out on the beach, or you're out maybe like the Seabrook, Kiowa, and you've got this great, gorgeous view, you want more light to come in and more see-through, that larger louver will allow more of that to come through. So that's a really cool shutter company to check out too if you come see us. It's in our showroom, and you can definitely come look at it, feel it. It's really, really cool.
Nice. What's the process? Yeah. Someone says, and this is so typical, you see a lot of new homes that are built that for some reason window treatments are an afterthought. They're not like, okay, let's figure out what you want for your backsplash and your flooring, your countertops. A lot of times that's not a priority, and so the homeowners move into this brand newly built home, and there's nothing on the windows, and
they're in a fishbowl.
and believe me, as someone who walks my dog at night, I do not want to see inside your house, you know, what's the process? So somebody needs new window treatments. Do they come to the Advanced Window Fashion showroom, or do you come to them?
We recommend both. It depends on the person. If you haven't bought any window treatments before, or it's been a long time, then we like to have you come into the showroom so we can kind of show you the different products that we offer, how they function, what do they look like, because we have an entire gallery. But if you're one of those people, time crunch, or maybe you have done your research, because a lot of people nowadays are just, everything is online. So a lot of people are doing the research ahead of time, which is really nice as well. We can come to you and we'll bring a couple of those products out. We have books and a few hand samples that we can bring and then show you those options in home. We can see what everything looks like with your lighting and et cetera. We would measure. We can quote you on the spot in home. And then if you're okay with it, we kind of move forward with that paperwork process. And then we get your order processed. We would then, once everything is in, our certified installers would come out. We'd set up an appointment to do the installation. But you are right about the whole being last dot. So if you are building, think about if you do want motorization, to talk to us ahead of schedule, because then you can have certain things wired so that you don't ever have to worry about the batteries. You can also, a lot of times, builders will sometimes supply shades, so we can work with the builders to put in shades ahead of time. That's been something that a lot of our clients are talking about, is that they can't get their window treatments in beforehand because they have to wait for, I believe it's the
CO.
So if the builder does it, we can kind of get in a little bit earlier, and then you're not in a fishbowl.
Yeah, that's great. What's the turnaround time from the time that someone contacts Advanced Window Fashions to the time that their window treatments will be installed?
Depending on the product, most of our items are from beginning to end, it's about a 3 to 4 week process. But if you're doing drapery or a lot of add-ons, or if you're in that building process a little bit ahead of schedule, it could take a little longer. Our draperies might take more to the 6 week time frame, but typically a lot of our shades are shipping within 10 to 20 business days. So you just have to get us to come out, wait for that shipping, and then as soon as those products are in, you are on the schedule. We don't hold on to anything. We want to get you covered, get your windows covered, so that you are happy, ready to go in your new home.
Gotcha. And what's impressive is Advanced Window Fashions, you folks measure every single window. You don't make any assumptions like, all of these windows look about the same size, so I just need to measure one, because there can be small little differences in the windows, the sizes, even though they're identical and the same dimensions, there still can be some differences, right?
Right, and that's the biggest, I guess, mistake a lot of people think about, is they purchase, say, a 36 by 60 window, and so they're like, oh, everything's the same. It is the same window, but when you actually trim it out, you put the drywall, there are imperfections, and so that's what we're there for. We know those deductions on those shades. We know how they'll work and operate, what deductions are needed. So we come out, we actually do anywhere between 6 and 8 measures per product, or per window for the product. Really just depends. But yeah, it's on us. We come out, we do the measure, we're certified for that. We want the responsibility and the liability on us, not on you.
Yeah.
So we take care of the whole process.
Not a do-it-yourself project. I can say that from personal experience. So.
And a lot of people are getting into that. And it's not to say that you can't, because you can definitely measure. Let us know what those are, and we can order your product and send it to you, and you take care of everything. That just does void certain warranties and things like that. But certain people are do-it-theirself selfers. Right. So if you are that person, you can still reach out to us and still go that process and install them yourself and things like that. We do offer that.
Nice. Well, how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
You can give us a call. I'll give you that phone number in a second. You can also check our website at advancedwindowfashions.com. We are on social media, so Facebook, Instagram. We've got a few little TikToks out there for the younger generations. And then we also, there's a little bit in Pinterest, but then definitely our website. You can actually text us now, come directly to me. I can reach back out to you that way. You can email us. It's on there. Or our phone number is 843-881-8858. Either option works for us.
Awesome. Well, we have been talking with Jacqueline McCauley with Advanced Window Fashions, and you can always find Advanced Window Fashions within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Jacqueline.
Thank you, Tim. Have a good one.
You too. And talking to us now is General Contractor David Partridge with Pear Tree Homes. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. David, take a moment and tell everyone about Pear Tree Homes.
Sure. So Pear Tree Homes is a custom home builder and remodeler here in Charleston. We serve kind of the coastal area between Edisto Beach through Folly. We've recently started to expand into the Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant, Isle of Palms marketplace, but we specialize in custom renovations, additions, new construction, and spend a lot of time with design and getting all the planning ahead of time so we can hit the ground running and be ready to knock out our projects.
Excellent. So Pear Tree Homes, you folks can help people with new construction and also with remodeling projects. Is there a limit to what type of remodeling or renovation projects? I imagine there might be some things that maybe are a little bit too small that Pear Tree Homes won't take on.
Yeah, that's right. We try to focus on larger projects. We kitchens and a couple of bathrooms or sunroom additions, mother-in-law suite additions, generally, larger than about $100,000 range, I'd say, there and up would be the minimum.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And talk about what a homeowner will experience when they work with Pear Tree Homes. Like what is the process that Pear Tree Homes uses that you have found to be successful to create an overall successful project for a homeowner?
Sure. Big for us is communication, but also, setting expectations up front and making sure we get all of the details, all the planning done ahead of time before starting a project. We don't want to, get just enough information to start a project and then be asking questions throughout, waiting on answers. So, to start off, we make sure we have meetings with our clients to kind of explain the whole process and what that looks like from design through pre-construction and then obviously the construction. And, once we decide mutually that we're a good fit, we move forward and we plan out everything, every little detail, every possible question that we would need to have answered. We get answered ahead of time in our pre-construction phase, from selections to, looking at plans, calling out potential issues with plans that we need to think about, that kind of thing. Value engineering, ways to save some money and spend it in ways that make more sense.
What does that mean, value engineering?
The biggest thing is, I would say, is the difference in trusts engineered, structurally engineered building materials versus, nominal lumber. Engineered lumber is a lot more expensive than traditional lumber, and it has its perks. It can span longer distances and things like that, and you can space them out further apart to carry the same amount of load, but it is a lot more expensive. And so in a lot of cases we can stick frame a building for less than it would cost to truss, joists and roof trusses and that kind of thing. So if a particular client comes to us with plans already, they've already gone through architecture and they've got their plans, and we're kind of planning the rest of the project, then a lot of times it'll automatically call out engineered framing systems, and so we can try to save some money where we can to spend it in places that we would like to make the project not only look better but function better. So
yeah, I've always heard that and we experienced this when we had our house built, was the architect will draw the plans, but they may not have their finger on the pulse exactly of what the best materials are to choose. So they'll spec a particular material, and then the builder takes a look at the plans and says, we're not going to compromise the structural integrity if we use this type of material instead, and we'll save you money, and you can put that money toward buying a nice chandelier for your foyer or something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, a lot of times engineers will automatically go with the this engineered structural components, and not every project warrants going that direction. If we can use traditional lumber for short spans of joists, or if it's a smaller roof, a lot of times it makes a lot more sense to stick frame it versus trying to fly in trusses with a crane. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases it's almost impossible to get a crane into some of these some of these areas, some of these projects. So
right. So what
take a holistic approach and really look at everything and think about every little detail that may come up during that planning process. And honestly, a lot of times our clients are surprised at the amount of time that we take in planning a project. But we think it's important. We don't want to rush in anything. So
how do you, as a general contractor with Pear Tree Homes, handle the inevitable question of what's the cost per square foot going to be to build or remodel?
Well, I mean, if we get that question early, it's, I really can't answer it because we don't know, we don't know what they want to build. A lot of times I'll say, what they ask that question, I say, how much does a car cost? Are we talking a baseline Kia, a middle of the road Mercedes, or a, top of the line Lamborghini? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all vehicles. They all have four wheels and they drive on the road, but it's a completely different animal. So I try to, help them understand that I can't answer that really without knowing more information and go from there.
Yeah, because certain things like, someone's building a dream home. I've always wanted a metal roof. I've always wanted, to have a swimming pool. I've always wanted to have my dream home will have an elevator, and some of those big ticket items will throw off the cost per square foot versus not having a metal roof, for example, right?
Certainly, absolutely.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, what kind of contracts does Pear Tree Homes use when you're talking with a homeowner about their project? Like a cost plus or a fixed contract, time and material contracts?
Yeah, so mainly we are cost plus. That doesn't mean that we are, just throwing out estimates and using a lot of allowances. We really try not to get into allowances at all. We'd like to know all those details. You kind of find a lot of times in fixed cost contracts, you know, a third of the contract is allowances because, you know, they're just making assumptions and those would need to be answered later on. And it's not really an accurate reflection of what the project, the true cost would be for the project. Mm-hmm. So we try to focus on cost plus, and we, plan out the entire project. And once we get into our pre-construction services with our clients, we know that they're serious about the project, and we engage our, subcontractors at that time and get them to, go over the plans, go over the job site and give us, more realistic numbers of what we're looking at. And that allows us to be, way more accurate with our pricing and setting the budget and setting the expectations.
Yeah,
assumptions.
Yeah, we used a cost plus system when we had our house built, and I liked it because of the transparency, and also it gave us the option if we were interested in upgrading from say regular windows to impact rated windows. We knew the cost involved, and that was our decision to go ahead and spend the extra money on that. And plus, you know exactly what the builder is being paid too. That's part of your service, and the plus. That's where the plus comes in, right?
That's right. I mean, I agree. I think it is more transparent. I think it's the most efficient way of going about it. It's the most cost effective ultimately, because you're not paying the contractor for the risk that they're taking on with a fixed price contract. So I think it's the least expensive way of getting the job done, and like you said, it's transparent and gives you the opportunity to save money. I mean, you only pay for what the work we're doing. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, good deal. Well, we've only scratched the surface, but for folks that may want to have some of their own questions and want to reach out to Pear Tree Homes, what's the best way to get more information about Pear Tree Homes?
Sure. You can find us online. Our website is www.peartreehomes.net. You can call our office, 843-343-5808. We're also on social media on Facebook and Instagram, Pear Tree Homes. I think it's Pear Tree Homes 843, I believe. And actually starting in January of next year, we're going to start putting out some video blogs on YouTube, education-focused video blogs to help our potential clients and past clients with home maintenance types of things and expectations when they're taking on new projects. So,
excellent. Well, look forward to seeing that. Well, we have been talking with David Partridge, general contractor with Pear Tree Homes, and you can always find Pear Tree Homes within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Chris Vial with Easy Stones. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you today?
Just fine. Chris, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Easy Stones.
All right. So Easy Stones, we're a wholesale importer, and we sell, to fabricators, across the low country and, throughout the country, actually. We have been in the Charleston market since November of 2021. Our corporate headquarters office is in Atlanta. We have 14 offices nationwide with, several others on the horizon, hopefully by the end of next year. And basically, we import the stone and homeowners can come have a look. And that's kind of, in a nutshell, you know, who we are.
Gotcha. So Easy Stones, you folks are a stone wholesaler, and describe because what's the difference between a stone wholesaler and a stone fabricator who might fabricate, which is just a fancy word for cutting the stone to install in your kitchen for your kitchen counters or your bathroom vanity, what have you.
Sure. So the difference is, you know, obviously we don't sell directly to the public as we are a wholesaler. Our customers are, you know, going to be your fabricators who, like you said, basically once somebody has selected their material, we sell it to the fabrication company, whoever it may be. And from there, they will, you know, work with the end customer, homeowners, et cetera, to cut the job to, you know, their preferences and kind of work with them on, you know, layouts and things like that. Whereas, you know, like I said, we sell directly to the fabricators. That will be our customer.
Gotcha. So the fabricator, they're the ones that come out to your house and they measure everything very carefully to determine how much stone will be needed. But before they start to cut the stone to fit your space, the homeowner has to pick out the slab of stone. And what's a slab? Describe for our listeners what a slab of material looks like.
Well, a slab of material is basically just a large piece of stone. You know, with natural stone, it varies, you know, on how large it is. But typically anywhere between 50 and 75 square feet, usually about 120, 110 to 130 inches by anywhere from 56 to about 80 inches. Mm-hmm.
I always think of it as just so people can get a visual in their mind. Picture a piece of plywood. And because that's the type, it's not like a gigantic stone. It's a flat piece. A slab is a flat piece.
That's right.
That sort of is an oversized piece of plywood in terms of its size.
Right. That's a very, very good way of putting it. And, you know, there are different thicknesses. You know, basically the industry standard tends to be 3 centimeters, which is about an inch and a quarter. We also carry several materials in 2 centimeter and also a handful in 1.5 centimeter. Mm-hmm. In addition to, you know, granite, quartz, marble, quartzites, things of that nature, we also carry a line of porcelain, and that's going to be 1.2 centimeters or 12 millimeters. So we've actually just added that to our collection, and it's been doing really well. We've got some beautiful colors, so we're really excited about that.
And when you say porcelain, people think of porcelain tile. Mm-hmm. Is it similar to porcelain tile?
In a sense, it's going to come in a slab form. Typically, the porcelain slabs are about 126 by 63, mm-hmm. So about 10.5 feet by just over 5 feet. And porcelain is great. It can be it's very versatile as far as uses. You can use it outside. You know, it's wonderful. So even though people hear it and they say, well, you know, that's pretty thin, it is very strong once it is installed after fabrication and all of that. Mm-hmm. So it really does give a nice, elegant, clean look to any area, basically. So it's great. Anything from shower walls to outdoor kitchens to, you know, fireplace, full walls, all kinds of very cool things that you can do with it. So
it can get wet. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. And you know, with certain materials, they don't handle the elements being outside as well. So, you know, some materials may rust. Others, like quartz, for instance, it doesn't do well outside because it will, you know, the sun basically will make it fade over time.
Yeah.
Whereas in porcelain, we don't see that. So that's a major advantage.
Gotcha. So before a homeowner may be already working with a fabricator for their project, but before that fabricator will start to cut the stone, he or she will send the homeowner to a wholesaler like Easy Stones to say, hey, you need to pick out the exact slab that I'll be cutting. I need to get your approval on that before I can start any of cutting of your countertops.
Sure.
So they'll send the fabricator. The fabricator may send you to any wholesaler that they happen to think of, but the homeowner doesn't have to go to that wholesaler. They can go directly to Easy Stones. And the fabricator will ultimately get that slab that they pick out from Easy Stone. So they're free to go to any wholesaler they want, right?
That is absolutely correct. And you know, we have a wonderful facility and a great crew over here. And really, the way it works is, you know, if a homeowner comes in, you know, they tell us who they're working with. A lot of times, they'll actually come in before they've really gotten the process started. And so if the fabricator changes, you know, we can certainly send their selections to whomever they choose. We work with, you know, just about everybody in the area. So, you know, but basically once you, you know, a homeowner walks in, you know, we'll greet them, and one of our customer service representatives will walk with them and explain, you know, the advantages and, you know, disadvantages of particular materials, you know, whether it be granite versus quartz or quartzite, et cetera. And, you know, from there, basically, we have, you know, a star system that basically kind of shows the pricing to the homeowners. So it kind of gives them a ballpark, you know, of, okay, we need to stay within this budget. Okay, well, we should probably keep it, you know, between 2 and 3 stars materials. Yeah. So,
and that's always, I'm sure, a little bit confusing for homeowners to be like, why can't you just give me the price of the slab? But the issue is there might be some intricate cuts that will affect the ultimate price of the countertops that are being installed, and so
you may
be disappointing a homeowner if you give them a price and then it turns out to be more because there were more intricate cuts involved so you use Easy Stones uses a star system. So is it like would the 5 stars be the most expensive?
We go up to 7, actually.
7, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the 7 would be most expensive. And then, like,
that's correct.
A 1 star would be like, do they still, I always think of Ubatuba. Is Ubatuba still an option?
It is. Your Ubatubas, your Luna Pearls, Dallas White, things like that will always still kind of fall into that 1-star category where it's going to be more budget friendly, basically. But it doesn't mean that the material itself is a lower quality or anything like that.
It's just more availability of that material.
And they're more abundant and they're easier to extract from the earth as they're closer to the surface, whereas some of the materials that are extracted are, you know, closer to the core and, you know, therefore harder to extract and, you know, deeper within the surface of the earth. So those costs get passed along to us, and sometimes we'll see, you know, rare colors that are going to be more expensive, obviously, for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things kind of determine, you know, what the price is.
Gotcha. Well, next time we talk, we're out of time, but next time we talk, I'd love to hear more about the process when a homeowner visits Easy Stones. What will they experience and how do they ultimately pick out their, and they might be making, numerous choices for different types of stone or porcelain for their mm-hmm. project. But in the meantime, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with Easy Stones?
So the best way to get in touch with us is going to be to call the office at 854-999-3197. They're also welcome to drop by. We're open Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, as well as Saturday from 9 to 2. Our address is 7450 Industry Drive. That's in North Charleston off of Ashley Phosphate. And again, that's 7450 Industry Drive, North Charleston. And the best number to reach us is going to be 854-999-3197.
All right, great. And I'm on your website right now, easystones.com.
That's correct. Absolutely. And we have a great live inventory. And, you know, you can kind of get a look at what we have in stock and all of that stuff from there. So it might be a good idea to kind of take a look at it. And, you know, that way you have an idea of what you're looking for before you come in.
Great. All right. Well, we have been talking with Chris Vial with Easy Stones, and you can always find Easy Stones within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
And talking with us now is General Contractor Tommy Priester with Priester's Custom Contracting. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing well. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today.
Yeah, yeah. Tommy, take a moment and tell everyone about Priester's Custom Contracting.
Priester Custom Contracting, we're a local residential builder. We specialize in new construction, and we do renovations as well. We probably do, I'd say, four or five renovations a year, and we build about four or five houses a year. We're fortunate enough that we've been in the Charleston area and Tri-County area for many years, and have grown kind of a network, and it's starting to be, I guess, reciprocal, I guess you would call it, whereas that we see clients that we've already built for wanting us to do like renovation work or decided they're going to move and have us rebuild another house for them. So we feel very fortunate in the relationships that we build and that we're able to continue moving.
Wow. Well, that's
they become our friends, and we feel really fortunate. We're a small company. My wife does the brain part of the company. When I say that, she's the one that sits in the office and make sure all the bills are paid, and then the contractors, all subcontractors, have all of their general liabilities and workman comp and certificate of insurances, and the homeowners as additional insured, and all of that important things to protect our clients. And myself and my son do what we call the grunt work. And I shouldn't loop him into that. But we do all the stuff out in the field as far as interact with the subs and the homeowner, and making sure that we give them a product they can be proud of. And when I say I shouldn't loop him into that, it's because he is actually doing both aspects. He's doing partial out in the field and partial in the office. So he gets to do some of the smart stuff, and as well as some of the stuff out in the field as well. And seems to be working out pretty well, so that hopefully in the future he will have knowledge in the office and in the field, and be able to take over when Shelly and I exit. So that's it kind of in a nutshell.
Gotcha. Well, I was going to go back to what you were talking about with your doing additional work for your previous customers. That is the ultimate compliment, because I've seen it many, many times. Your best friends and with the contractor at the start of the project, and it's all smiles and it's going to be great. And then oftentimes by the end, you kind of want to wring the contractor's neck. What's your secret at Priester's Custom Contracting that you've managed to keep your customers happy, and so much so that they're willing to hire you again on a second job?
Tim, I think it's kind of twofold. And when I say that, we have what we call an open book policy, whereas when we're billing a client a house, we have a separate checking account for each one of our clients. And when I say open book policy, at any time they want to see the funds that are moving in or out of that account, it is solely for their project. And we don't intermingle those funds with other clients. And I find that a lot of times when you have a falling out, it's so often involves with money and people feeling that money's being misallocated. And when you have that open door policy, there's no misunderstanding with that. You come to an agreement and then they see that they can see the check ledger and that seems to make people happy when they know that the money is only being spent on their house and no monies are moving in or out of the account that's not funding their project. And, and so that's one part of it. And the second part of it is most important, I think, is that we're all adults out here. And the key thing with an adult is to tell the truth. And at all times, I find it is very easy in life to just tell the truth. And I might tell you something that's very truthful and you might not want to hear it. But being an adult, if it's the truth, usually you'll understand it, and not saying that you'll go along with it, but then we can make it sit down and have a decision on how we move forward. But too often you always hear about contractors not telling the truth and lying about time frames and materials and workmanship and so on and so forth. And when you lie to somebody, it comes to light. The light shines on it and they see it. And that's where a lot of these falling outs come about, is when a client says, well, this guy is nothing but a liar. He just lies to me on everything we talk about, and nothing we talk about is truthful. And I find that they have they go down the wrong path with that. So as long as you tell the truth in this industry, like I said, you might not want to hear it. But most people that are adults will understand that if somebody's being truthful to them, that there's usually no way around that. You just kind of have to deal with it and move forward, whether we make a change for whatever reason. But as long as you're truthful with a client, I think that goes a long way and why we have so much repeat work coming back this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting with all of the technology, with all the advances, and how business can be done and communicated. It boils down to some of the most simple things, which is, you know, like you said, telling the truth, even when it's hard to say. I mean, I'm sure there's situations where you're on the job site and somebody has one of the subs has done something they're not supposed to or installed something incorrectly, and you know, and rather than just cover it up, if you're truthful and it may be hard to hear at that moment, but so many people don't do that. They want to avoid a confrontation or that kind of thing. And I remember my first job, he said, you know, if you just do what you say you're going to do, you're going to be in the top 1%. And I was, you know, a 21-year-old, and I was like, no way, that's too simple. And how many times has someone told you something that they're going to do and then they don't do it? I mean, that happens all the time. So he was right. It's some of those simple rules that that can make you successful. And it sounds like that's been the case with Priester's Custom Contracting.
Yep, we try to stand on that, and it's been very, very, very beneficial. And the homeowners appreciate that. I mean, in the heat of the moment, they might not appreciate it, but when they have the end result and they feel like they haven't been lied to, then they look back and they say, well, you know, I was so grateful that she told us what you did when you did. And we weren't happy about it. Like I said, there's times that you're not happy with what's being told to you, but as long as it's the truth, then I've strongly feel that that works its way clean, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Tommy, I understand that Priester's Custom Contracting is you're finishing up a house on in Martin's Point on Wadmalaw Island. Can you talk about that project a little bit?
Absolutely. We had a client come to us. It was approximately 4 or 5 years ago. They had purchased a lot in Martin's Point. It's a subdivision there in Wadmalaw that has acreage. So everybody has, I think it's 4+ acres. This particular parcel's 8. And he's out of California, and he came to Charleston and, looked us up, and we met, and he worked on one house plan for several months, and the HOA decided they didn't want that house plan in the subdivision, and he worked on another house plan, and the one that we ended up building for him. And we were in the process of building that house, and as you always, you never want to have a negative reaction to your HOA, and you always think that somebody's a member of that HOA when they approach you in certain ways. And one day I was sitting out at the end of his driveway, and a homeowner walked up to us, and which he I didn't realize he wasn't a part of the HOA, but he stood there. And when I got out the truck, he says, are you the builder? And then I knew 100% he was with HOA. And
yeah,
I said, yes, sir. And he says, well, I would love to talk to you about building a house. And so we ended up meet with him, and about 2 weeks later we were under contract, and we're building that house now currently. So we're the first one we're wrapping up. We've got about a week left there. We're doing that final some final landscaping, and he's going to be moving here from, we call it a transplant into Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be focusing in on that one at the end of the street there pretty heavily at that point. And that happens to be for a client that's lived on Wadmalaw Island for 18 years. And he has another big piece of property right on the water. And he had a garage apartment built many years ago, and with the intent to build a house. And 18 years later, we're building his main house on the property.
Nice.
But
how big is
really,
this house
really
with Martin's Point?
The first house we discussed was in that 2,800 square foot range. That's just heated, and then the drive under and porches and all is probably in that 5,500 square foot range. The house down at the other end is about 3,800 or 3,900 square foot heated. Probably about 7,000 or 8,000 square foot completely drive under, and the porches and all. They have a lot of outdoor living stuff, elevated pool and all overlooking the river, and a beautiful home site. I'd probably love to get you in there and photograph that mm-hmm. one. I think it'll do really well on aerial shots of that house would be phenomenal because of the setting of it.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, what kind of challenges did you have with the Martin's Point project?
Well, the biggest challenges in that area is that they're in it's a AE zone, but it's also a coastal A. which makes it have to abide by all the V-zone requirements, which is like if you were building on beachfront. And
that's like a high wind designation, right?
It is, and it has a lot to do with your foundation as totally different, and your wall detail on the bottom of the house for the blow away walls and things of that nature, and so the building of those two homes are really, really stringent, and they try to make it where, like when you've seen the hurricanes hit in Florida, you would see all the devastation and you'd see one or two houses left standing. Those houses were built to probably that V zone requirement. Mm. And we have to do that a lot in Charleston. We have to be mindful of the zones we're building in and try to build them to, the engineering dictates that, but, build it to the zone that what we're, flood zone in which we're building in. And, you wouldn't think that Wadmalaw being that far up the river would even be in that classification, but it is.
Mm, yeah, and the municipality that Martin's Point is in, that's covered through Charleston County, which, you know, is different from like the city of Charleston or you know the town of Mount Pleasant. They all there's like 13 different municipalities that issue building permits locally. Yeah. And Charleston County is pretty tough. They're very strict with their enforcement and making you comply with everything that you're supposed to.
That's correct. They're one of the hardest ones to comply with everything on. Again, you follow your plans with your engineering and there shouldn't be an issue, but you just have to be mindful in which zone you're in so that you know that the engineer was fully aware of those areas as well.
Yeah. Well, good deal. I'd love to hear more about it, but we're just about out of time. How can folks have a conversation with Tommy Priester of Priester's Custom Contracting?
Well, they can look us up on Facebook. I believe we've got a Facebook account, and or they can call me directly at 200-8495.
That's at 843-200-8495. All right. And you can always find Priester's Custom Contracting within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with general contractor Tommy Priester with Priester's Custom Contracting. Thanks so much, Tommy.
Thank you. Hope you have a good day.
You too.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.